Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara towards the top of the Omud begins, V'chidover halomid behekish, chayzer umulamid behekish. The Gemara is referring to the Brais on Nun Vov Amid Beis at the bottom. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk, V'chein Yaseh Le'oyal Moed, that all the hazois that we do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol must do them as well in the Oyal Moed. That's learned from a Hekesh. And the Gemara is asking that even the hazois that were done Bifnim also are learned from a Hekesh. Not all of the hazois are said Mefurish. The Achas Lamala is said by the Sawyer, it's not said by the Par. The Sheva Lamata is said by the Par, it's not said by the Sawyer. And you have to learn the Par and the Sawyer from each other, even Lifnim. So how can you make a second Hekesh afterwards to learn all these hazois to the Oyal Moed? On this, the Gemara gives one teretz, that it's Heimenu V'Dover Acher. Rashi explains this means that the Hazois Bifnim, they're not really learned from a Hekesh. Since the Torah does say that they're Hazois Lamala and Lamata by a Par, and they're Hazois Lamala and Lamata by a Sawyer, it's just the minion, the amount, that's what we have to learn, that's not called a Hekesh. And therefore we can afterwards go and learn the Hazois Bifnim to the Hazois Oyal Moed, that's the first Hekesh. Then the Gemara says, this is really telling in the Machlokes, it's a Gemara in Zvachim, whether Heimenu V'Dover Acher is called a Hekesh or not. So the Gemara gives two more terutzim. First, the Gemara says, Mekoymois Gamri Mehadodi. The first Hekesh is a Hekesh between the Par and the Sawyer. The second Hekesh is a Hekesh between Mekoymois, between Lefnim and the Oyal Moed, so that's not called, you're learning two Hekeshim. The second Teretz of the Gemara, Chutz Mipnim Bechodo Zimna Gomer. Now here we have three Mahalchim in the Rishonim, how to understand what does it mean, Chutz Mipnim Bechodo Zimna Gomer. Rashi learns that we're learning from Bifnim to Bechutz certain dinim, and some of these dinim that we're learning is not a problem to learn them with a Hekesh, because they are said Mefurish Bifnim, like the Achas Lamala by the Sawyer, that's Mefurish, and the seven Lamato by the Par, that's also Mefurish. So those Matonis you could learn from Bifnim to Bechutz, and once you're learning those dinim which are Mefurish, then already you could learn along with them other dinim which are learned from a Hekesh. The rule of Dover HaLomid Behekesh, Einei Chayzer Umulamid Behekesh, that's only if the second limud is only dinim which is learned from a Hekesh. But if the second limud has some dinim which are mefurish, then you could also learn along with them other dinim which are learned from a Hekesh. Tosis over here, Dibar Maschol Chutz Mipnim, he quotes Rashi, he asks a number of kashas on Rashi, Raya is that even if you're learning dinim which are mefurish, you cannot learn along with them other dinim which are learned from a Hekesh. Then he's madcha that perhaps you could say that here it's different, because here all the hazois are choda in yono, it's one general inyan, and therefore as long as some of the dinim are mefurish, you can learn along with them other dinim which are learned from a Hekesh. As opposed to the raya that Tosis brings, those are cases where you're learning one din which is mefurish, and you want to learn along with it another din which is learned from a Hekesh, but the two dinim are unrelated. There we do not say that if you're learning one din which is mefurish, you could bring along with it another din which is learned from a Hekesh. But in Eretz Sugya, where all the hazois are one inyan, so along with the hazois which are mefurish, you could also learn the hazois which are learned from a Hekesh. So that's Shitas Rashi. Tosis brings the Ri, he learns differently. The Ri learns that chutz mi bifnim bechoda zimna gomer means to say that from the hazo achas lamala of the Sawyer bifnim, we learn that you have to do a hazo achas lamala both by the Par and the Sawyer by Oyal Moed. From the Sheva Hazois Lamata of the Par Bifnim, you learn that both the Par and the Sawyer need Sheva Hazois Lamata in Oyal Moed. He understands the Pasuk V'chein Yaseh Ba'Oyal Moed means to say that you do in the Oyal Moed both to the Par and to the Sawyer from the Hazois which are said Mefurish Lifnim either by the Par or by the Sawyer. So that's the second Pshat in the Sugyo. And then Tosis brings the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah does not like the Ri's Pshat in the Gemara. He says the Lashon is not Mashm like that. So he goes back to Rashi's Pshat. And he says a different teretz to that which Tosis asked earlier in Rashi from the other places we find that even though we're learning one thing Mefurish, we do not bring along with it something which is learned from a Hekesh. And he said here it's different. Here the Pasuk says, V'chein Yaseh Ba'Oyal Moed. The Pasuk is Mashmur that you have to have the identical Hazois in the Oyal Moed as you do Lifnim. And therefore here, Akarchach HaTorah is telling us that you could learn with a Hekesh, even Dinim which originally were already learned with a Hekesh. Because if not, then the Hazois will not end up identical. Now this last Svara of the Ritzbah is saying it B'das Rashi, to answer the kashas that Tosfos asked on Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Chananel says this Pshat on its own. He doesn't mention anything that Rashi says, that here we're learning Dinim which are Mefurish, and therefore along with them we can learn Dinim which are Hekesh. He just uses this explanation on its own to explain the svar of the Gemara. Chutz min befnim, b'chodah zimna gomar. He explains the Gemara means, and here, since the Pasuk says, Mefurish, v'chein yasa b'ayil ma'id, here the Torah is telling us that the hazois have to be identical. So you can't ask a kasha, dover halomid behekish, ene chayzer mulamid behekish. Here the Torah is megal to us, Mefurish, that the hazois and the ayil ma'id have to be the same as the hazois, lufnayu lufnim. And the way the Rabbeinu Chananel says it, without the svar of Rashi, we don't have to be mechadish. Then here, since we're learning some dinim which are mefurish, we could also learn dinim which are learned from mehekish. Without that svara, here the Torah is megal to us that all the hazois have to be the same. So we have three mehalchim in the Gemara. Rashi says that once we're learning some dinim which are mefurish, we could also learn the dinim which are said behekish. The Re learns that we're learning directly from the matana achas lemala of the soyer, that the soyer and the par both need matana achas lemala in the ayal ma'il. And we're learning from the Sheva Hazayis L'mata, which is said by the Par, that both the Par and the Soyer need Sheva Hazayis L'mata in the Oyel Ma'id. And the third shot, which Rabbeinu Chananel says, is that here the Torah is Megala to us, V'chein Yasa L'Oyel Ma'id, that the Hazayis have to be identical, and therefore we do not have a problem of Dover Alamed Behekish, Ein Echoizer Melamed Behekish. Now, B'Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara brings a Braiso, Machlekes the Tanakama and Rebbe Lozer. The Tanakama says, Keshu Maza, Ein Maza Ala Pareiches, Ala Kenegera Pareiches. The first Braisa is talking about the Hazois of Yom Kippur, and the Tanakhama says that the Hazois do not land on the Pareiches, rather in front of the Pareiches. And the Rebbe Lezer Beit Rabbeisi, he says, Ani Ra'isi Abiraimi, V'hayu Ola Kama Tipei Domim, Shal Par V'Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim. And that the Gemara continues, how did he know that it was from the Par and the Sar in Yom Kippur? Maybe it was from Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor, or Se'iri Avag Dezara. And that the Gemara answers, D'chozo Da'avidi Kisidron. We'll see soon what that means. Then the Gemara brings another Braisa, which is talking about the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor. Here also there was a Machoikis, the Tanakhama says that it did not have to touch. Rebbe Lezer Ben Yosi said, Ani Reisi Abiraimi, V'hoi Ula Kamati Pedam Shal Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor, V'sir Avoy Dezoro. And that the Gemara says, how does he know? Maybe it was from Par V'sir Shingam HaKippurim. And the Gemara answers, the Chazinu Davidi Shalai Kisidron. Now what does it mean Kisidron and Shalai Kisidron? So Rashi over here says, Kisidron means Milmalo Lemato Kimat Slif. This is Rashi Lishitasa. We saw Rashi earlier on in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. He translated the word Matzleif, means that the Hazois were not done all in the same spot. Rather, the Kohen Gadol lowered his hand a bit each time, and therefore they landed in a row. That's what it means, Kimatzleif. And from Er Sugya, we see now that the Din Kimatzleif, that they have to be in a row, only was by the power of Vesor Shal Yom HaKippurim. This Din did not apply by the power of Helam Dover Shal Tzibor and Seiri Avoy Dezara. Now what is the difference? How do we know that this din applies only by the power of Vesor Shal Yom HaKippurim and not by the power Helam Dover V'Siri Avoy Dezara? So the Rishash over here says that perhaps the difference is where the Kohen Gadol stood. By the power of Vesor Shal Yom HaKippurim, he stood next to the Pareiches, and therefore each Hazal landed a bit lower than the previous one. However, the power Helam Dover Shal Tzibor and the Siri Avoy Dezara, the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis is Mevur, that the Kohen Gadol stood far from the Pareiches, beyond the Mizbeach Hazov. And since he was being zerik from so far, they would not necessarily land in a row. The Mishnah Melech, however, says a different pshat. In Meiser Karbonis Perek Hay Alocha Yud Gimel, he says, what's the makar? How do we know that the Sheva Hazois Lamata are supposed to be done kematzleif? And he says, since we see the Torah told us, Ala Kapayres Vilifnei Kapayres, that there's supposed to be one Hazal Lamala and Sheva Lamata, from now we understand that all of the Hazois are supposed to land in different places. The Torah is telling us one is Lamala further up, seven are Lamata further down, but from that we understand that the seven Lamata also are supposed to be in different places, getting lower and lower each one. Masha'inkin, by the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor or the Seiri Avoy Dezara, there's no makar to say that they have to be done kimatzleif. We don't see anywhere that the Torah wants them to land in different places. This is the Mishnah Melech Svara. However, it would seem to be difficult to understand. We saw earlier on in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains, what does it mean, Ala Kapayres, V'lefnei Kapayres? It means how the Kohen Gadol positioned his hand. Whether he was Mitzadid Yodah Lamalo or Mitzadid Yodah Lamata. So how do we see from here that the Torah wanted the Hazois to land in different places? Maybe even the Achas Lamala and the Sheva Lamata, they could all land in the same place, as long as the Kohen Gadol is positioning his hand differently when he does these Hazois. But Al Kapam, that's what comes out according to Rashi from the Sugya, Par v'sor shal Yom HaKippurim have a din kesidron, meaning kematzleif. Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor v'siri Avoy Dezara have no din kematzleif. And that's how Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Yosi knew what the Hazois were from. Now the Tosis Hashanim, it's printed on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschel Shalai Kesidron, he quotes Rashi, And he argues on Rashi, Lishitasai, the Tosis Hashanim earlier on Daf Tes Vavam and Aleph also had a different pshat in Kematzleif. He understands that there's no din that they have to be done in a row. There's only a din that the Achas Lamal has to be further up than the Sheva Lamata. He has a different pshat what it means, Kematzleif. Kematzleif was an explanation how the Kohen Gadol held his hand. And according to this, what is the pshat in the Asugya Kisidron and Shalai Kisidron? So he explains that Kisidron means that there was one Hazahar than the other seven. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi knew that it was from the power of Yisrael Shem HaKippurim. The second Braisa, which talks about a case where he knew that they were from the power Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, in that case he did not see one higher than the rest, so he knew it wasn't from the power of Yisrael Shem HaKippurim. Now the Tosfos Yerushalmi that we mentioned, he brings a third pshat b'shem HaRav Rabbi Yosef, that Kisidron means there was a total of eight. Shalai Kisidron just means that there was a total of seven. The Lashon Kisidron would seem to be a bit dochug according to this pshat. But Al Kapanim, the Tosfos Yerushalmi finishes off. He says, "V'tzorch iyun im hayu bepar v'soyer v'idazara shmeine oisheva." The Tosfos Yerushalmi seems to be misupik. Is it really true that the par helam dover shal tibur and the siri v'idazara only had seven and not eight? And the achrenim are all matmiya on this Tosfos Yerushalmi. The Gvur Sari, the Siach Yitzchak, the Rishash, they say it's mefurish in a number of places in a brayse in Zvachim Daf Membeis. In Menachos Daf Tazayin, that there were a total of 11 hazois by the Parhelam Dover Shal Tzibur. 11 means 7 on the Pereches and 4 on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And further they say, the Pasuk says, Mefurish by the Parhelam Dover, V'hizu es Pnei HaPereches, Sheva Pa'omim. There's no remez anywhere that there was another hazol l'malo. And the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph says that we learned Siri Avodazara from Parhelam Dover Shal Tzibur. So Siri Avodazara as well will only have 7 hazois. And the Chayim leave off with Tzarechin, what is the pshat in this Tosfos Yerushalmi? But Al Kapanim, we have three pshat in what it means, Kisidron and Shalai Kisidron. Rashi learns it means that the seven Hazois were Kematzli if they were all in the Shura, then we knew that it was from Yom Kippur, and if they were not in the Shura, we knew it was not from Yom Kippur. The Re learns that Kisidron means that one was higher than the rest, that's how we knew that it was from Yom Kippur. And the third pshat, Harav Rav Yosef, he learns that Kisidron means that there was a total of 8, Shalai Kisidron means that there was a total of 7. And earlier on in Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph, some of the Achrenim say that Rashi, who explained Kematzlif, means that they were in the Shura. Rashi really came because Ergamar and Daf Nun Zayin, Ergamar, the Lashon Kisidron, fits best with Rashi's pshat, that they were in a straight line. As opposed to the other Yishreinim, the Lashon Kisidron is not so meduyik. Now what exactly is the pshat in the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Elazar ben Yossi, whether the Azois were supposed to touch the Pereches or not? The Siach Yitzchak understands that according to the Tanakama, we learn from the Hazois Lifnayu Lifnim. The Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, even though the Pasuk says Ala Kapiris, or Makish Al to Lifnay, and Ala Kapiris does not mean that it really landed on the Kapiris. And Tanakama holds, when the Pasuk says V'chein Yasila Oil Maid, we understand this means also that they don't have to land on the Pareiches. Rather, they land in front of the Pareiches. And Rabbi Elazar ben Bevsky says that he saw otherwise. He saw that they were on the Pareiches. Obviously, the Torah, it was Makbid that they should land on the Pareiches. Now the Tosfos Yerushalmi and the Tosfos Rosh, they're referring to the second Lashon of the Gemara that the Machlokes is by the Par Halam Dov Shal Tzibur. They ask, what was Rabbi Elazar ben Bevsky's Raya from the fact that there was Dam on the Pareiches, even if he knew that it was the Dam from the Par Halam Dov Shal Tzibur? But the Tanakhama himself said clearly, Kishu Maza lo hayu nogim bepareiches, v'im nogu nogu. He didn't try to be Maza on the Pareiches, but if it did touch the Pareiches, it's still kosher. So what's the Raya from the fact that he saw Dam from the Par Halam Dov Shal Tzibur and Siri Avodazara, that it has to land on the Pareiches? And the Tosfos Yerushalmi answers that it couldn't be that all of them would land on the Pareiches unless he was miskaven to do so. Clearly he must have had kavanah that they should land on the Pareiches. And furthermore he says, Kohanim's Rizimheim, if it wasn't supposed to land on the Pareiches, surely the Kohanim would not have done so. And the Tosfos Rosh says similarly, that if it's not supposed to land, Mistama hayu nizharim la'ilam shaloi hayu negeya, v'gam hayu oimei merochai chutz l'mazbeach. They would have made sure that it doesn't land on the Pareiches, and furthermore, he was standing far away. The Chari means to say that since he was standing so far, the only way he could have reached the Pareiches is if he would have put in much effort to do so. And if that's not what he's supposed to do, surely he would not have ended up on the Pareiches. Now, the Mashmois of the Kasha of the Tosfos Yerushalmi and the Tosfos Rosh is that they only asked on the second Lashon of the Gemara. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, that the Machlokes was about Parvus Torah Shel Yom HaKippurim, there they did not ask this Kasha because it's Meduyik. In the Braisa, it doesn't say in the Lashon of the Tanakama, V'im Nogu Nogu. Perhaps according to the Tanakama in the first Lashon, it is Ma'akev. It's possible if it lands on the Pareiches. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Bevsky had a good Raya from that which he saw dam from the parvus Yom Kippurim, not like the Tanakama. However, if we take a look in the Ritva, it would seem that the Ritva understood differently. The Ritva asks Akasha, how could the Tanakama argue under Blazer Rabbi Yossi? Blazer Rabbi Yossi says that he saw Beraimi that there was dam from the parvus Yom Kippurim. How could the Tanakama come and say that it's not supposed to land on the Pareiches? Is the Tanakama saying that he doesn't believe in Blazer Rabbi Yossi? So the Ritva says no, that even according to Tanakama, im nogu nogu. Just like the Brisa says later, by the Parhalom Davashal Tzibur and Sinir Evag Dezara, according to Tanakama, im nogu nogu, so too on Yom Kippur as well, if the dam touched the Pareiches, it's kosher. And therefore they held that even if there was dam on the Pareiches from the Parvus Seorish Yom Kippurim, that's not a raya because b'dievet it's kosher that way. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi held it's not misdaber that there would have been all the hazois on the Pareiches if that's not what he was supposed to do l'chatchila. So the Ritva is understanding that the Tanakama holds im nogu nogu also by the parvus Yom Kippurim. The Siach Yitzchok, he doesn't quote Rishonim, but he says like this also, misvara, that the din im nogu nogu applies also by the parvus Yom Kippurim, and he discusses why is it not possible with the Eved, if l'chatchila it's not supposed to touch the Pareiches, why don't we apply the cloud that since it says the Lashon of Chukah, then everything is ma'akev with the Eved. Now the Gvur Sari makes this diuk that the first Braisa does not say im nogu nogu. Only the second Braisa says so. The Mashmois is that according to the Tanakama, by the Parvus Yom Kippurim, it's makav even b'dievet. And he wants to know, what's the chilik? Why is it possible b'dievet by Yom Kippur and not by the Parhelim Dover Shal Tzibur? Apparently the Gvur Sari did not hold that Chukah would tell us that it's possible, therefore he looked for a different reason, what's the difference between Parvus Yom Kippurim and Parhelim Dover Shal Tzibur? And he says that the Parvus Yom Kippurim, the Pasuk says, V'chein yaseh ba'oyol moed. The hazois have to be done in the Oyel Moed. And the Gvur Sari says that the Pareiches was positioned in a way that only the outside of the Pareiches was in the Kodesh, and the width of the Pareiches itself was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Taisus early on, Daf Nun Aleph from Medbeis, Dibar Masch of Ovid Shnei Pareiches, Taisus says like this as well. Taisus says in the second base of Mikdosh, they made two Pareiches, they weren't sure about the Kedusha of the Amo Traxon, and they put one Pareiches at one end of the Amo, in a way that the thickness of the Pareiches itself would be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other Pareiches at the other end of the Amo. So in case the Amo Traxon really was part of the Kodesh, so the inner Pareiches would be exactly on the border, and the thickness of the Pareiches would be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Al Kaparim, the Gvur Sari says, since the thickness of the Pareiches was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if the Hazois will land on the Pareiches, then it comes out he was not Mazeh Ba'ol Ma'id. He was Mazeh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gvur Sari continues, even though the Kohen Gadol was standing in the Oyel Moed, the Maisa Hazo was in the Oyel Moed, however, the Maisa Avoida is not complete until the dam lands. He compares this to the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tes Vav, Amud Aleph, the Gemara that says, if the Kohen was Mazeh and his hand was severed, he became a Baal Mum, before the dam landed, the Avoida is possible, because the Avoida is not complete until the dam lands. And so too the Gvur Sari says, in Er Sugya, since the Avoida is not over until the dam lands, if it lands on the Pareiches, it's considered that it landed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's called that the Hazo was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the Gvur Sari says, this is all Lagabe, the Hazo of the Parvus on Yom Kippur. Like the Pasuk says, V'chein Yaseh L'Oyel Moed. But by the Parhelim Dover Shal Tzibur, the Pasuk just says, V'hizo Es Penei HaKapayres, there is no problem if it lands on the Pareiches. Even though according to the Tanakama it doesn't have to, the Torah doesn't mean Dafka that it should touch the Pareiches, but whether it does or it doesn't, either way, the Pasuk was Neskayim, the Pasuk says, V'hizu es Penei HaPareiches. Because the Torah does not tell us that it has to be done in the Oyel Moed, as opposed to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gvur Sari understands that Midereisa, really, he could do either way. However, there's a Din D'Rabbanan L'Chatchila, we told him not to be Zorik on the Pareiches. But B'dievah, the Rabbanan did not say that the Avoid is possible, Im Noga Im Noga. So this is all the Shita of the Tanakamba. What did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi hold? So the Gvur Sari says perhaps he held that the Pareiches was actually in a different place. The thickness of the Pareiches was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, even if it lands on the Pareiches, it's still called that it landed by Oyel Moed. Now the Gvur Sari is assuming that the Hazois on the Pareiches, even though according to the Tanakama they don't have to touch the Pareiches, but the Avoda is not done until they land. Now we saw earlier on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, we quoted the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Gimel Avodas Yom Kippurim Alocha Hey. He says that since the Hazois Bein Habadim, or the Hazois Lefnei HaPareiches, they did not have to land on the Kapayres or on the Pareiches, Mamela then is that if the Kohen Gadol will become a Baal Mum before the dam lands, it's kosher. We won't compare this to the Sugya in Zvachim Daf Tes Vav, because that's only dam that has to land on the Mizbeach. We say the Avodah is not over until the dam lands. Here, when the dam does not have to land on the Kapayres or on the Pareiches, So immediately after the dam leaves the hand of the Kohen Gadol, the avodah is over. We quoted from the Chedusha Reb Leib, he explains further that when the Torah says the mokim of the hazah, so usually by regular carbon, that's the mokim where the dam has to reach in order to be mechaper. However, on Yom Kippur it's different. Since the dam does not have to reach the kapiris, it doesn't have to reach the pareches, so when the Torah gives us a mokim, that's a different gedder. That's a din where the avodah has to be done. The Kohen has to stand in that place, and the Maisa Hazah has to be done in that place, but where the dam reaches makes no difference. And therefore the Avodah is done immediately after the dam leaves the hand of the Kohen Gadol. Now according to this Yesod from Reb Leib, and the truth is really according to the Mishnah Melech also, we cannot say like this far of the Gvur Sari. The Gvur Sari is understanding that Avodah is not complete until the dam lands, and therefore if it touches the Pareches, it's possible. According to the Mishnah Melech and Reb Leib, there's no Kepeda, the Torah is not Makbid where it should land Bechlal. The Avodah is over after it leaves the hand of the Kohen Gadol, and we cannot possibly say that it's possible if it lands on the Pareches. According to them, we'll have to say that they're abundant hold by the Zois of the Parvus Torah Shel Yom HaKippurim, they're also Imnogu Nogu. Now, B'Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara talks about a case of Nesarvu Loi Domim B'Domim. If the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer were poured into one Kli, they got mixed up. So the Gemara Maskana says, the Itza is Nesin Achas Lamelo V'Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par, V'Choyzer V'Nesin Achas Lamelo V'Sheva Lamata L'Shem Soyer. Then the Gemara talks about a case if it was Nisarvu b'matonis ha'achroinais, meaning to say after you did one matana of the par l'malo, then the two domim got mixed together. And that the Gemara al-Maskana says you have to do seven azois l'mata l'shem par, then one azah l'malo, and sheva l'mata l'shem soyer. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis talks about another case of Nisarvu l'koiseis b'koiseis, not that the dam was poured together, but the kelim got mixed up, he didn't know which was the par, which was the soyer. And there the Gemara says, Noisin v'choizer v'noisin v'choizer v'noisin shalish pomim. First he has to do the matonis from one kli, and then he has to do the matonis from the second kli, and then go back and do the matonis from the first kli again. Now the Rishayim discuss, when exactly did the dam get mixed up? So in the first case of the Gemara, the sarvu loy domim b'domim, Rashi says, shal par v'shal soyer koidem shenosan bifnim klum. Kepshutei Rashi saying, before you did any matonis, not from the par, not from the soyer, and not even the matonis lufnayu lufnim. Before he started any matonis, the two domim got mixed together. The Tosfos Shonim, however, it's printed on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Maschil, Nesarvu Loi Domim B'Domim, he says it cannot possibly mean the dam got mixed up before you did any matonis from the par. Because you cannot shecht the soyer till after you do the matonis of the par bifnim. If you shecht the soyer before the matonis of the par bifnim, it's possible. So how could the dam asoyer be around before you did the matonis shebifnim from the par? Now Tosfos and Amud Beis, Divrei Maschil Noisin v'Choizer v'Noisin, he quotes Rashi. This Rashi is talking about the case of the Gemara where the Koisis were Nisariv. And Rashi's mavur that the Koisis were Nisariv before you did any Matonis. You didn't do any Matonis even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi in Divrei Maschil Noisin v'Choizer v'Noisin, he describes what exactly to do when the Koisis are Nisariv. And at the end of the Rashi, he says v'chein b'heichol. You do the same in the Heichol. Rashi's mashma that at the beginning he was talking about what you do lifnayim lifnim, meaning to say that the koisis were nesariv even before you did the matonis of the par bifnim. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, similar to the Tosfos Hashanah that we saw before, that the Gemara later on is mavur that soyer sheshochti koidim matan domi shel par bifnim lo yosev loy klum. So how could Rashi say that the koisis were nesariv before you did the matonis of the par bifnim? The dam asoyer cannot possibly be around before you did the matonis of the par bifnim. So Tosfos argues in Rashi and says that the Koisis were Nesariv after he did the Matanis Shebefnim, before he did the Matanis Shebeheichel. Now the Meiri says similar to this, that it cannot possibly be that the Koisis were Nesariv before he did the Matanis of the Par Bifnim, and he adds that Pashtus also they were not Nesariv before he did the Matanis of the Soyer Bifnim, because after the Kohen Gadol Shechs the Soyer, he's Mekabel Adam and he brings the Dam HaSoyer directly Lifnayim Lifnim, he doesn't stop anywhere on the way, and therefore Pashtus it was not Nisariv before the Matanis of the Soyer Bifnim, rather it was Nisariv after he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before he did any Matanis in the Oil Moed, then the Koisis were Nisariv. Now the Achrayim point out, why did Toisis not ask already on Rashi on Omer Aleph? Rashi in the case of Nisariv, Domim, Bidomim, when the dam itself got poured into each other, so there Rashi also says that it was Nisariv, Koidim, Shenosan, Bifnim, Klum. Pashas Rashi means to say, before he did any Matonis, Lifnayu, Lifnim either. And some Achrayim are Madchik, the Siach Yitzchok, as well as the Sefer Toldis Yitzchok, The Tosis did not ask on that Rashi, because there, when Rashi says, Kaidim Shenosan Bifnim, Bifnim could mean in the Heichel. Meaning that Enechinami, the Matonis were done in the Kadesh HaGadoshim, but it was Nisarev before the Matonis of the Heichel. But Rashi in Amud Beis is Muchach, he doesn't mean that. He means to say that it was Nisarev before the Matonis Lufnayu Lufnim, so Tosis asks his Kasha on Rashi over there. Now, how are we going to answer the Kasha on Rashi? How does Rashi fit with the Gemara later on in Samach Aleph that says that if you shech the sar before you do the matonis of the par b'fnim, then it's possible? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Zevach Toida, he says that Rashi obviously understood that our sugya is not like the Gemara in Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a member of Ula who says this. And our sugya is chelik on Ula and holds that if you're makdim and you do the shechitas ha-sar before the matonis of the par b'fnim, it's not possible b'di'evet. However, where did Rashi see an Ersugya now like this? Why can't he learn the Gemara like Tosfos does, that we're talking about the dam was Nesariv before the Matonis of the Heichal? Then you won't have to say that Ersugya argues on the Sugya later on in Daf Samach Aleph. And Zevach Toida says the Gemara is mashmur this way, because the Gemara asks from a Pasuk, V'chilo mechaper es ha-kodesh, the Gemara says that it can't be that you're makdim, the matana achas lemala of the soyer, before you finish doing the matana islamata of the par, because the pasuk says, v'chilo mechaper es ha-kodesh, you have to first finish the par and then do the soyer. Now, if the sugi is talking about that the dam was nesariv after the matana shebefnim, before the matana is in the heichal, the Gemara should have quoted the hemshech of the pasuk. The pasuk that says, v'chilo mechaper es ha-kodesh, that's not where the kash is from, it's from the next words, v'chilo mechaper es ha-kodesh v'es oyel moed. That's where you see that in the oil maid as well, you have to first doing the matonis of the par and then do the matonis of the soyer. From the fact that the Gemara did not quote the end of the pasuk, we see that it was nesarev before the matonis b'fnayu b'fnim. Therefore, we quoted the pasuk v'chilu mechaper sakodesh, which is the kodesh hakadoshim. Therefore, it's muchach that our sugya argues on the sugya later on in daf samach aleph. Now, in the shaila of the Gemara, nesarevu leikoseis b'koseis, the Achronim ask a kasha, how is it possible to confuse the koseis? The first case of the Gemara, where the dam was poured together, that we can understand. But here, where he did not know which is the dam apar and which is the dam asoyer, how is this possible? We saw earlier on Daf Nun Vav on the base, the Gemara says, Hai nofish v'hai zutar. The dam of the par was much more than the dam of the soyer. And even if you say like the Gemara says over there, maybe the case was, some of it was spilled out, but hai chiver v'hai sumok. The blood of a par is redder than the blood of a soyer. So Nahagoy Sabach over here on the side, he's bothered by this kasha. He says, "Afa pishayish heker bedam mikomoka mishumchoshal dekain godol lava daite kadeisa bedaf nun vav amid beiz." He says, just like the Gemara says earlier, mishumchoshal dekain godol, he could get mixed up. So too here as well. Now the problem is over there, the Gemara is talking about the chash that maybe the kain godol will mistakenly take the wrong kais. There we can understand because the kain godol is weak; he's not fully focused. He may take the wrong kais, despite the fact that there's a difference if you look at them carefully. But here, the case is talking about, the Kohen Gadol realizes that he mixed them up. And once he realizes this, he should be able to look carefully and be able to tell the difference between them. Apparently, the Bach understood, the Svar of Mishum Chosha, the Kohen Gadol, that because of his weakness, he may not be able to concentrate fully, and will not be able to differentiate between them, even if he's trying to. And the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simon Kuf Nun Vav, he discusses this as well, and he says that even though the Gemara says, Hai Chiver Vahai Sumok, really they're actually very close in color, it was just a slight difference, and when the Kohen Gadol is weak and not able to concentrate, he may not be able to tell the difference between them. And further he adds, perhaps it means to say, that because of his weakness, he may forget which one is supposed to look redder than the other one. So even if he sees a difference in color, this might not help him. However, the Chacham Tzvi continues and discusses that why is he not able to go out and ask somebody? He should be able to bring the dam out to the Azara and ask someone else to help him differentiate. The Siach Yitzchak says a little different pshat. He says, even though the Gemara says earlier, Hai Chiver v'Hai Sumok, this will help the Kohen Gadol not to confuse them, but once he already mixes them up, he cannot rely on this alone, since it's only a fine difference. We cannot rely on this judgment alone to be 100% sure which is which. Therefore, the Gemara says it's better to do noisin v'chayzer v'noisin gimel pamim. Now, the Meiri already was bothered by this shayla, and he says we're talking about a kain gadol who's a zakein, and his eyesight is very weak, and he's not able to tell the difference by the color of the dam. Now, the Gemara says, what is the eitzah if it's nesarvu lekoseis v'koseis? Noisin v'chayzer v'noisin shalish pamim. The Ritva explains this means to say he takes one kli, he's maza achas l'mal v'sheva l'mata l'shein par. Then he takes the second kli, and here he makes a tnai. He says, if this is the Dama Sawyer, so I'm being mazel l'shem Dama Sawyer. If it's the Dama Par, I'm being mazel l'shem Dama Par. And then he takes the first Kli again, he goes back to the first Kli, and is mazel once again l'shem Dama Sawyer. This way, Memonoshach, he'll definitely have a Matan Dam of Par before Dama Sawyer. Either with the first and the second set, or with the second and the third set. This would seem to be the Pashtus of the Gemara. However, according to some Nesei Kelim on the Rambam has a different Mahalach. The original girsa that many had in the Rambam, in Perek Hei, Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Yud Aleph, reads like this. Nischalfu HaKoisois, V'lo Yoda Ezehu Kois Dam HaPar, Ve'ezehu Kois Dam HaSoyer, Noisein Me'echen Mehen Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamato, V'Noisein Min Hasheni Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamato, V'Choizer V'Noisein Min Hasheni Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamato, V'Choizer V'Noisein Min Harishoin Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamato. The Rambam has four sets of Hazois. From the first Kli he does one, from the second Kli he does two sets, and then he goes back to the first Kli and does another set. This is the girsa that the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kurkas had in the Rambam. Now the Kesef Mishnah says this girsa is clearly a tois. There's no reason why he has to do two sets with the second kois. However, the Mari Kurkas understood differently. He said perhaps the Rambam understood that when you do the Hazor from the kois, you have to be mazel l'shem either the Dama Par or l'shem l'dama Sawyer. And therefore from the second Kli he does two sets. The first set he does l'shem Dama Sawyer, and therefore if the first Kli was the Dam HaPar, now he's doing the Dam HaSoyer and he's finished. And then he does the second set with the second Kli, l'shem Dam HaPar, and goes back to the first Kli and does it l'shem Dam HaSoyer. So the Rambam will hold that you need a total of four sets. And according to this, we have an interesting machlokes between the Ritva and the Rambam. The Ritva says that there's no problem to make a Tanai. He could say, if this is the Dam HaSoyer, then I want it to be l'shem Dam HaSoyer. If this is the Dam HaPar, I want it to be l'shem Dam HaPar. The Rambam holds that there's no such thing as making a Tanai. Each Hazor has to be for one specific purpose. Now the next Gemara speaks about a case, Miktas Domim Nisarvu Loi, or Miktas Domim Loi Nisarvu Loi. Rashi explains the case, you had a Mazrek with the Dam HaPar, and another Mazrek with the Dam HaSoyer, and from each one spilled into the third Mazrek. So you still have some Dam which is definitely Dam HaPar, some Dam which is definitely Dam HaSoyer, and a third Mazrek which has a mixture. So the Gemara says, Pshito ki yov mivadoin yov. The rest of the matanis you do with the dam which is definitely from a dam HaPar or definitely from dam HaSoyer. Miyu hanach shiraim havu uli yisoyer azli, oidom haduchuin havi ve'azli la'oma. The suffix is, what to do with the dam which was in the third Mazrek, the mixture of the dam HaPar and dam HaSoyer, after you finish all the other matanis. So in general, the din is, when you finish doing all the matanis, the extra dam is called shiraim, you pour it on the side of the mizbeach. And the Gemara wants to know, what do you do with this third mazrik? Does it get a din of shvichas shiraim to go on the side of the mizbeach? Or is it nishbach la'omo, like Rashi says, together with all the other lichluch of the Azara? Now the Gemara Sari over here asks a very basic kasha. The Gemara's mashma that there's definitely no use for this dam which is nisarev, the rest of the matanis you do with the other two kalim, and the shad just is whether it needs shvichas shiraim or not. And he asks, why is it so posh that we can't use it anymore? L'chor, we could use it for the mizbeach azov. After the Kohen Gadol finishes the matanis on the pareches, so the din is that he's ma'ariv the rest of the dam, he mixes the dam apar and dam asoyer before he does the matan kronos on the mizbeach azov. And the Gemara says, why can't he mix in this third kli as well? If anyways he's supposed to mix all the dam of the soyer and the par together, so let him mix this third kli also. And if so, if you mix in this third kli before you do the matan kronos, then it's poshut that it would also get a din shvichas shiraim. What's the shail of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara call it dochui? And he adds, even though we have a machloikis later on, if ma'arvim lekronos or not, but the stam of the Mishnah holds that you are ma'arv lekronos, and therefore according to the stam Mishnah, there definitely is a use for this dam. And he adds, even if you hold ein ma'arvim lekronos, but it's muchach that before you do the sheva hazois al tia reisha mizbeach, after you do the dam on the kronos, afterwards there's seven hazois on top of the mizbeach, there lekuli alma, you're supposed to be ma'arv the dam beforehand. So this dam in the third kli definitely could be used for some atonis lekuli alma. And once it could be used for some atonis, it will definitely get a din of shvicha shiraim. Even though it was not roi to be used for the dam of the pareches, but still we see from the Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph that if the Kohen Gadol did the matanis behechal, and then the dam spilled, he could bring another par just for the matan kronos. The dam will be used for the kronos, and then it will get a din of shvicha shiraim. So this dam in the third kli as well, even though it wasn't roi to be used for the hazois, a dam in the heichal, but it could still be used for the matan dam on the mizbeach afterwards, and it will get a din of shirayim. And the Gvur Savi leaves off with the kasha. Now there are a few terutzim in the Achronim. The Mikdash David in Simin Chov Dalid, Sif Koton Hey, he brings this kasha, and he wants to suggest that the Eruv Domim, mixing the dam apar and dam asoyer together, is an avodah, and it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. He brings rayas that anything which prepares the dam, or by mincha, anything which prepares the koimetz for haktara, that's all included in the avodah of haylocha. And therefore here as well, mixing the dam apar with the dam asoyer to prepare it for the next matonis on the mizbeach, that's an avodah and has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And since in this case, the Kohen Gadol did not pour it, the mashmai says that it got spilled by accident, one kli into another kli, so we're missing this avodah of being ma'ar of the dam, and this dam that's in the third kli now is not right to be used for the matan dam on the mizbeach hazahov. This is the teretz of the Mikdash David. However, we should point out that this teretz does not work l'kuli alma, because in this case of the Gemara now, the case of Mikdash Damim Nisariv and Mikdash Damim Shaloi Nisariv, so we already said that Rashi learns the case is that the two kelim, the kli with the dam apar and the kli with the dam asoyer, part of each one was poured into a third kli. The Rambam brings this case differently. The Rambam understands the case is that there were two kelim of dam apar and two kelim with dam asoyer. Then one of the kelim with the dam apar was mixed up with one of the kelim with the dam asoyer. So you have four kelim, one which is definitely dam apar, one which is definitely dam asoyer, and two more kelim which you're not sure are they dam apar or dam asoyer. This is the way Rambam brings it in Parakei Alocha Yud Beis. He says, Kibol dam apar b'shtei koisais, v'kibol dam asoyer b'shtei koisais, v'nisarvu miktas ha-koisais, v'loinoy de kois dam apar mikois dam asoyer. We don't know which is the dam apar, which is the dam asoyer. And Rambam continues, like the Gemara says, that all of the hazois you do from the kelim, which are not sveikois. And then Rambam concludes the shaila about shvicha shiraim. He says you only do shvicha shiraim that from the kelim that were used for the azois, the kelim that were not sveikos. The kelim that were sveikos nishbach la'ama. But al kaponim, the teretz of the Mikdash David l'chari would only work b'shitas Rashi, that the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer were nisarev by accident. It wasn't done by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore this third kli cannot be used for the mizbeach hazahov. However, according to the Rambam, the Rambam understands the case is that there are two kelim. One is Damapar, one is Damasoyer, and they're mixed up, we don't know which is which. Here you cannot use the teretz of the Mikdash David. And the kasha remains, why can't we mix these two together with the rest of them before you do the matanais on the Mizbeach Azov? Since anyways you're ma'arev the Damapar with the Damasoyer, so be ma'arev these two kelim also. And once they're ready to be used for the Mizbeach Azov, they're not nitche. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? I saw there are those that want to say a similar teretz to the Mikdash David, that even if we don't need the Kohen Gadol to do the ear of Hadam, rather, even if it got spilled, still it will be kosher to be used for the matan dam on the mizbeach, but perhaps there's a din seder. There's a specific time when the dam has to be nisarev. It could only be nisarev after already we did the matonos in the heichal. That's the proper time to be ma'arev the dam apar and dam asoyer. Dam apar and dam asoyer, which were nisarev before the matonos in the heichal, perhaps that's not good to be used for the mizbeach azov. But again, this teretz will only work with das Rashi. According to the Rambam, that we have two separate koises, and we're not sure which is dam apar, which is dam asoyer, they weren't mixed together, then you should still be able to do the ear of a dam after you finished the matonis behechol. When you're being ma'arv the rest of the dam, be ma'arv this dam, the dam of Sofek, be ma'arv it at the same time, and it should be ready to be used on the Mizbeach HaZahov. Now there's another teretz to this kasha from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Simen Kuf Chavov, Sif Koton Lamed Hei, he says the teretz, that if this dam was not ready to be used by the matonis of the Heichal, then it becomes nidche and it cannot be used for the matonis and the Mizbeach Azov either. Even though if you would have been mekabel the dam originally in different kelim, and one of the kelim you would have used in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the second kli you would have used for the matonis and the Heichal, the third kli to do the matonis and the Mizbeach Azov, that's fine. Even though this dam that you're doing on the Mizbeach Azov was not used for the matonis and the Heichal, that doesn't matter. However, in this case, where you have dam which is not roi to be used for the matanis in the heichal, it's nidcha from these hazois, then already cannot become roi, cannot be used for further matanis. This is the teretz of the Chazon Ish for the Gvur Saris Kasha. The Chazon Ish is saying that once it's nisari, if it can no longer be used on the Mizbeach Azov, and this teretz will work in the Shita of the Rambam as well. Even according to the Rambam, that the case is that there are two kaises, we're not sure which is the dam apar, which is the dam asoyer, the mice of these kaises cannot be used for the hazois and the heichal, therefore they no longer will be able to be used for the matanis and the mizbeach as well. Now in the shaila of the Gemara over here, The Shaila about Mikzas Damim Nesariv, the Gemara wants to know what's the name of the Shirayim. The Sfasemus over here asks a very strong kasha. He says, Tosis already says the case where the Damim is Nesariv must be talking about that it was Nesariv after the Matanis Shebefnim. Since you cannot shech the soyer until you do the matanis of the par lufnai lufnim, al korach of the dam was nisariv, it's talking about you already did the matanis bifnim, and then afterwards when you're going to do the matanis in the heichol, then it was nisariv the dam par and dam soyer. However, the Sfas Emes says, here l'chayra, you cannot possibly learn like this. If you already did the matanis lufnai lufnim with the par and the soyer, so the dam already gets in on it a din of shvicha shirayim. Even dam that was only used for that one set, lefnai lefnim, already has a din that eventually it's supposed to be nishbach on the yisoid. So if afterwards it's nisariv, the dam that was nisariv can no longer be used for any more matanois, but it already was used for the first set of matanois. Surely it has a din of shvicha shirayim. The whole shayla of the Gemara is only negeya in the case where there's dam that's nisariv, and that dam was never used for any matanois, and then after it's nisariv, it no longer is roy to be used anymore, then we want to know, what's the din? Is it going to get a din shvicha shirayim or not? So a kochach, the case must be talking about that the dam apar and dam asari was nisariv before you did any matanis with it. However, if so, the kasha of Taisus comes back. If you can't shech the soyer till after you do the dam hapar bifnim, then how is it possible that it should be nisariv before you did any matanis? And even if you want to say the case is talking about that you only did the dam hapar lufnai lufnim, you didn't do the dam asari lufnai lufnim, and then it was nisariv. So from the dam asari there were no matanis done yet, still, but afterwards when it's Nisariv, now this third kli, well, speak in the terms of Rashi Shita that the dam was poured into a third kli, some dam apar, some dam asoyer, this third kli surely has a din shvichas shirayim because the dam apar in it needs to go to the yisoid. So even though the dam asoyer that's inside it never had any matanis, but the dam apar did have some matanis and it has to be nishbach li yisoid. So according to the case of the Gemara must be in a case when you never did any matanis. Then again, the kasha is, how is it possible that dam asar got mixed up? There is no dam asar because you don't shech the asar until after you already do the dam apar bifnim. This is the Sfas Emes' kasha. And he wants to suggest that maybe Eini Chanami, this Gemara, you'll have to learn the case he's talking about. You shechted the asar before you did the matanis hadam bifnim from the par, and Eini Chanami, the asar is possible. But what happened was the dam was nisar with the dam apar, and you'll shecht over the asar, but the dam apar you can still use. And the Gemara wants to know, what's going to be with the Shirayim? You have this third case which has Dam Apar and Dam Asoyer. Dam Asoyer meaning Dam from the original Soyer, which is Posel. But there's also Dam here from the Par. The Par is Kosher. You're able to be Zoyer the rest of the Dam, the part of the Dam which was not Nisariv. And the Gemara has a Shaila about this third case, which has some Dam Apar in it. Is it going to need Shvichol Yisoyed? So here Taisus will be masking the case is that it was Nisariv before you did any Matanis Bechlal. Taisus was only saying in the case before, where the Gemara says, Nisariv Kaisis Bekaisis, and the Gemara says, the din is Noisin V'chayzer V'noisin, the Gemara is telling us how to do the Matanis Adam, the Gemara is Muchach, that the Sari was not possible. We're not talking about the case where the Sari was possible because it was Shechted too early. So there Taisus says, it has to be talking about that he already did the Matanis Shebifnim, because if not, then the Sari was possible. But when we get to this Gemara, the case of Nisariv Mikdas Damim, here even Taisus can learn the case he's talking about, that the Sari was shechted before you did any Matanis HaPar Bifnim. And Eich Anami, the Sari is possible. But still, the Gemara has a good shaila what to do about Shvicha Shirayim. However, L'chari, we should point out that this shaila in the Sfas Emes is a bit shver from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshita ki yoiv mi vadoin yoiv. The Lashon vadoin is a Lashon Rabim, that's mashma that you do the Matanis from the Kelim which are vadoin. In other words, both from the Kli of the Par and the Kli of the Sari, you use them for the Matan Domim. According to the Sfas Emes, the Dam Asoyer is actually possible. What's the plan in the Lashon of Ki Yoiv Mi Vadoin Yoiv? Perhaps we can suggest a different pshat, that the case of this Shaila of the Gemara will be, where you did the Matanis Bifnim with the Par, you shechted the Soyer and you did the Matanis Bifnim with the Soyer as well, but then afterwards it was Nishbach, you lost all the Dam from both the Par and the Soyer. The Gemara later on is Mevur, that you don't have to start over again, you take another Par, another Soyer, you shech them and you do the hazois in the heichal. In this case, when you have the dam of the second par and the dam of the second soyer, and miktas was nisariv, miktas was not nisariv, this dam never had any matonis yet, here the Gemara has a good shaila, the dam in this third kli, which was nisariv, it has dam apar and dam asoyer together, and it was never used for any matonis, will it get a din of shvicha shirayim? In other words, this is a case where it's possible to have dam apar and dam asoyer, which was never used for any matonis, And still it's not possible because the Sori was not shechted before the Matanis of the Par Bifnim. This will be the Shaila of the Gemara about Shvichas Shirayim. Now what exactly is the Safek of the Gemara, whether this Dam becomes Shirayim or Dochui? However you learn what the case is, either like the Sfas Emes or otherwise, but Akoponim, the Gemara has two Tzadim, Dam, which is not really to be used for Matan Damim, does it still get a din to be Nishbach Li Yisoid or it's Nidche? So the Gemara later on brings a Machlokes Tanoim, Dam that was Niskabel in Arba Koises, from a regular Chatos. A regular Chatos needs Matanis in the four corners of the Mizbeach, so you could be Mekabel, the Dam, in four separate Kelim, and from each Kli you could do one Matano on one corner of the Mizbeach. In that case, Lekuli Alma, the din is that Dam from all four Kelim get a din to be Nishbach Li Yisoid HaMizbeach. However, what happens if you Mekabel the Dam in different Kelim, and you did all four Matanis from one Kli, and from the other Kelim, you didn't do any Matonis? Here it's Machlokes Tanoim. According to the Tanakamo, the Pasuk of Es Kol Dam Yishbarich tells us in the case where you did one Matonis from that Kli, it's enough to give it a Din Shvichas Shirayim. And the Pasuk that says Ves Dam Yishbarich, that tells us if there was no Matonis from this Kli, it does not get a Din Shvichas Shirayim. And the Rebbe of Shimon holds, even if you did all the Matonis from one Kli, all four Kelim get a Din of Shvichas Yisoid. And the Pasuk Ves Dam Yishbarich, that's to tell us a different Din, to be Mamayit Shirayim Shabbatavar Behima. So this Machlokes is in a case where Dam and all the Kelim were Roi. They could have been used for Zrika, but you chose to do all the Matanais from one of the Kelim. This is referred to as the Machlokes if Kois Oise Chaveri Dochoi or Kois Oise Chaveri Shirayim. Kois Oise Chaveri Dochoi means we look at it as if the other Koises were rejected. He chose not to use them, and therefore they were not part of this Matan Domim, and they don't go to the Yisoid. However, if you hold Kois Oise Chaveri Shirayim, we don't look at it as if he rejected the other Koises. Rather, he did the Matan Damim from one Kois, and the rest of the Koises are all looked at as Shirayim. He had four Koises that he could have done Matan Damim with. He chose one, and the rest are all considered leftovers of the Matan Damim. Even though they were not in the Kli at the time he used that Kli for Matan Damim, they were in other Kelim, but there's no difference if they would have been in the same Kli or if they're in other Kelim. Either way, we look at all of the Dam as leftover from the Matan Damim. Now, our case is talking about where you have Dam in a different Kli, but here this other Kli is not Roi for Matan Damim. Here the Gemara has a Shaila, does this other Dam get a Din of Shvicha Li Yisoid? And both Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, they address that perhaps it should be Tali in the Machlokes Tanoim, and each one says for a different reason that it's not Tali in the Machlokes Tanoim. So we have a Machlokes Rav Papa, and then we have Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, and we'll see there are two Mahalchim and the Rishonim, which are really two Gersois in the Gemara. What did Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua mean to say? So we'll start with Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, even according to the Manda Omer, Kois Oise Chaveri Shirayim, which is Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, here he'll be maskim that this Dam in the third Kli is not Nishbach Li Yisoid, rather it goes La'oma. Why? Because Hani Mili Hecha Di Boi L'Meisiv Motzi Yoiv. Aval Hai Di Boi L'Meisiv Loi Motzi Yoiv Loi. He says Rav Blazer Rav Shimon that holds that all of it goes to the Yisoid, that's only in the case where all the Koises were ready to be used. There we look at all of the Dam, even though they're in four different Koises, we look at it as if it's one unit of Dam, and from all this Dam, he puts some on the Mizbeach, so therefore all of it gets a din of Shvichas Shirayim. However, if some of this Dam was not Roi, like in our case it was Nidche, then we don't say that the Matan Dam was done from all of the Dam put together, rather it was done only from the Kois which is Roi for Matan Domim, and therefore the other Kli does not get a din of Shvichas Shirayim. Now Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, he said the opposite. He said that L'kuli Yalma, there will be a din Shvichas Shirayim. Now there are two Gersois in what exactly Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua said. The Gersa of Rashi is not like the Gersa that we have Bifanenu in the Gemara. The Gvur Sari speaks this out. He said that Rashi's Gersa was Afilu Leman Damar Kois Isa Chaveri Dochoi, even according to the Tanakama, Hani Mili Dilo Yohiv Minei, Aval Yohiv Minei Loi. The Tanakama only said that it's not Nishbach Li Yisoid because he didn't do a Matan Dam from it. Here he did do a Matan Dam from it. And what does that mean exactly? Rashi explains that the case is talking about that all of the Dam of the Par was Niskabel in one Kli, as well as all of the Dam of the Sori was Niskabel in one Kli. Afterwards, some of the Dam of the Par and some of the Dam of the Sori was poured into a third Kli. Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua says, in this case, the Kuli Alma, all of the Dam will be Nishbach Li Yisoid. The Machlokes Tanoim is talking about a case where the Dam in the four Koises was originally Niskabel in separate Koises. Not that it was Niskabel in one Kli, and afterwards he split it up into four separate Koises. In that case, since it was the scabble originally in separate koisos, so the Tanakhama holds that the dam in one kli is not related to the dam in another kli. When he does all of the matan dam from one kli, you don't look at it as if the dam in the other kelim is a shiraim. You don't look at it as if it's left over from the zrika, because the zrika had no shaykhis to the dam in the other kelim. So there the Tanakhama holds that the dam is nishbech la'oma. However, in our case, where all of the dam hapar was niskabel in one kli, and the same with all of the dam of the soyer, then afterwards when they're nishbach into a third kli, some dam hapar, some dam ha-soyer, when he ends up doing the matan dam with some of the dam of the par, that does have a connection to the rest of the dam hapar. The fact that all that dam hapar was niskabel originally together gives them a connection, and when eventually he does a matan dam with some of this dam, then that's considered that the rest of the dam was all shirayim. Even though it may be in a different kli at the time of the zrika, we still look at it as if the matan dam was done from amongst all of the dam, which was niskabel at the same time together. And furthermore, Ravuna Reda Veshua holds that even this dam, which is in the third kli, even though it's not roi for zrika, he doesn't hold that that makes any difference. Not like the svar of Rav Papa, that loy motzi yoiv minei. And therefore, even this dam in the third kli, which is in a separate kli, and it's not roi lezrika, still gets a din of shvicha liyisoid. Now, according to this, it would seem that Rav Papa argued on this point of Rav Huna Brei de Veshua, and he held that it makes no difference in how many kelim it was niskabel. Because the mashmais of Rav Papa was that it's poshut according to the Tanakhama that the dam is nishbach la'omo. It's not shvicha shirayim. The chiddush of Rav Papa was that even according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, also it's nishbach la'omo. Because of his svar of limotzi yoiv minei. And from the fact that it was so poshut to Rav Papa that according to the Tanakhama the din is that it's nishbach la'omo, even though the case that the Tanakhama was speaking about was the case where the dam originally was niskabel in different kelim, and the case that we're talking about was that it was niskabel in one kli, that according to Rav Papa makes no difference. Rav Papa just came to be mechadish that even according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, the din will be that it's nishbach la'omo. Rav Huna Brei de Veshua, on the other hand, he holds there is a chilik in how many kelim it was niskabel, and from the fact that it was pashut to Rav Huna Brei de Veshua, that according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, the dam will be nishbach liyisoid, he only came to say a chilik in the Tanakhama. You see that he did not hold over Papa's svara of Leimotzi Yoiv Minei. He didn't differentiate whether the dam was Roy or not. Now just to give a little bit more of a hezber in the Machloikis about whether there's a difference how many kelim was in the skabelin, so it would seem that Rav Huna Brei de Veshua held the dam that was all in the skabel together, Kabbalah is really what's machsher for the Zrika. At the time dam is in the skabel bekli, it becomes Roy for Zrika, so all dam that became Roy for Zrika together, they have a shaykhis to each other. And as long as some of that dam eventually found its way to the Mizbeach, that gives a din shirayim to the rest of the dam. Rav Papa, on the other hand, he held that we look at the zman of the matan domim. At the time you do the hazah on the Mizbeach, you have to look at from amongst which dam was this dam that reached the Mizbeach. And that is Machlokes Tanakhama and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. If we look at it as if this dam was coming from all of the dam that was in the Kaisis, that's what Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon holds. As long as the other dam was also roi for the zrika, then we look at it as if the maisa zrika was done from amongst all the dam. According to the Tanakhama, it's only the dam that was in the kli at the time. The matan domim is not coming from amongst the dam in other kelim. But the fact that all of the dam was niskabel together in the kli, that does not make a difference according to Rav Papa, legabe the din of shvichas shirayim. Now the girsa that we have in Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua is that he told Rav Papa, afil lemanda omer koisa isa chaveri dochoi, hani mili di dachya biyadayim, aval hecha de loy dachya biyadayim loy. According to this girsa, Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua is an exact opposite of Rav Papa. Rav Papa was saying that there's a milo, the fact that all of the dam was roi for zrika. Dam which was not roi for zrika, there's less of a svara to say that we should look at it as if it's shirayim from the zrika. And Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua is saying the exact opposite. He says, if the dam was roi for zrika, and he chose not to use it, then it's dachya biyadayim. He's rejecting it. By rejecting it, we don't look at it as if it's part of the shirayim from this zrika. Mashenkin, if the dam was not roi for zrika, then the fact that he did not choose it is not showing that he rejects it. Therefore, it's more of a svara to say that we could look at it as if it's shirayim from the zrika. Now, according to this girsa, we don't find any chilik how many kaisis the dam was originally niskabel in, unlike the girsa of Rashi. According to this girsa, it's muchach that even if the dam was niskabel in one kli, still if afterwards it's separated, then the Tanakhama of Rav Elazar ben Shimon would hold that it does not get a din of shvicha liyisoid. The only time to say the Tanakhama would be maskim is like the svar of Huna Brei de Veshua, because it was not dachya biyadayim. However, the truth is, this is not muchach, because it could be that according to this girsa, maybe originally the shail of the Gemara was in a case where it was niskabel in different kelim. Not like the way Rashi learns. The Rambam, like we said before, in Hilchas Avodah Semekipurim, Perikei Alocha Yud Beis, he says, Mefurish, the case is talking about that you makabel the dam apparent to kelim, and you makabel the dam asoyer in two kelim. And according to that, it's muchach that he was not girsa the girsa of Rashi, rather he was girsa like the girsa that we have bifaneinu. But once we say this, that the Gemara was talking about a case where it was niskabel and different kelim, then perhaps we could still say misvara, that if the case would have been talking about where it was niskabel and one kli, maybe then things would have been different. Maybe then we would have said a svara, that here l'kuli hametz nishbrach liyasoid, since it was niskabel altogether. Now the Gvura Sari points out the difference between these two gersois, the gersa of Rashi and the gersa that we have bifoneinu, and he says that there are two nafkaminas between them. Firstly, in a case where you have a carbon and you're makabel the dam in one kais, and then afterwards you split it into two kaisais. So if you go with the girsa of Rashi, then Rav Huna Breda Veshua would say that even the Tanakama holds that everything gets a din of shvicha shiraim. However, if you go with the girsa that we have bifaneinu, in this case, since both kelim were roi, it's called dachki biyadayim, and according to the Tanakama, it won't get a din of shvicha shiraim. And the second case would be, if you have a carbon where you're makabel the dam originally in two different kelim, then one of the kelim gets mixed up with a different carbon, and you cannot use it anymore. So according to Rashi's girsa, the Tanakhama would say that it's not nishbach liyasoid. According to the other girsa, the girsa that we have bifaneinu, since in this case it's not dachi biyadayim, because the second kli was not roi for zrika, then it will get a din of shricha liyasoid according to the Tanakhama.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.